Welcome to Shom Achshava and Adav, your sponsor, Lur Nishpas, Armbiak Vashom, Le'abas Yitzchok. We're holding in Sanhedrin, Daf Memches. The Gemara towards the end of Amud Beis says, that Om Avyudo Marav kol kililoi shekilil David is yoyov niskaimu bezarish al David. All the curses that David the Melech said to Yoyev, instead of going to Yoyev, it went to the children of David the Melech. And the Gemara concludes in the end of the Omid and says, better to be the one receiving the curse than the one giving the curse, because if the curse doesn't chal, it comes back to the one who cursed. So the Maharal has a big yisoy that he mentions in a few places in his Sfar. Over here in Chidush HaGadol, he starts by saying that when a person gives a curse, it's like throwing a stone into a wall. If the stone lands, so then the stone will remain on the wall. But if it hits a brick wall and it doesn't have where to land, what's going to happen? It's going to go back, it's going to bounce back to the one who threw it. The Maharal says, we find another place like this. The Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Tzedek Zayin says, HaChoshed B'Ksherim Loi Kibigufoi. Someone who suspects people for doing something wrong, but they're kosher, they didn't do anything wrong, so he himself will be Loi Kibigufoi. Why is that so? Because the chashad, the suspicion, is like throwing some dirt on that person. If it doesn't hit, it's going to hit back. And with this understanding, the Maharal in the Guraya in Chumash, Pasha Shoivtim, on the pasuk that says, "Vasitzem loy kasher zomam." So we know Chazal tells us, "Kasher zomam veloy kasher oso." Eidim zomim get punished only if they intended to do something bad, but it did not happen. If it happened, so then they don't get punished. So the Maharal goes there to explain why. He brings the Ramban, the famous Ramban, that says that if Kushbuch allowed it to happen, so that means that person deserved it. And the Maharal doesn't like that explanation of the Ramban. So he goes to say other explanations. And he comes to the conclusion, it says, the real explanation is as following. Ika atam hu inyan niflo yesh lecha lehovin mimilas kasher zomam. And he goes on to explain, when there is kasher zomam, when a person has a bad thought that he wants to put into somebody else, if that thought is not chal, if that thought doesn't go on to that person, it's going to bounce back on the person who had the bad thought. He brings the example to that, what it says in Megillas Esther, Yoshu machshavto yaroa shechoshav ala yudim al roishoy. The bad machshava of Haman, he intended to do bad. He had that bad machshava, it turns around to go on him. So the Maharal explains, when there is a machshava, there's a bad intention, that bad machshava needs to be chal, it's going somewhere. So either it hits where it's supposed to get, or it does not hit, and then it bounces back to where it came from. And he goes on to bring the two Gemaras, our Gemara and the Gemara in Shabbos, is the same idea. There is a bad thought, there's a bad klola that's being thrown on somebody. If it's chal, if it falls there, it remains there. There's going to be a time a person is going to have to give din cheshbon shamayim if that it did not work like it was supposed to be. But if it did not fall there, it needs to fall somewhere else. So where does it go? It's like a ball bouncing on the wall. It goes to the wall and it bounces back. It goes back to where it came from. And that's the soit, says the Maharal, kasher zomam v'lo kasher oso. Once it was nesa, it doesn't bounce back. Again, that person will need to be judged in shamayim. But it doesn't bounce back. But when it's still a machshava and it's like trying to reach a destination, it doesn't reach it, so then it turns around and goes back to where it came from. And in Berei Goyel, the Maharal adds one more sentence to this. He says, when it's a machshava, it's easy to shift. The machshava is going somewhere, and it could be going different ways. It's like the bullet, when it's in the air, you can, if it shifts a little bit to the right, to the left, it can go somewhere else. Once it already fell somewhere, once it already is in its place, so then to go and now change its direction and restart it, that's a whole different parasha. It's not the same idea. So our Gemara is telling us, if a person goes and gives a curse to somebody, and it's not going to be chal, like by the case of Yoav, that because Yoav was punished to be with death, so he didn't deserve the klala, so then the klala is not chal, but you still have that klala in the ear, so to speak. So where does it go? It bounces back to where it came from. And that's why all the klalas that David gave Yoav were chal in his zaroi. That's why the Gemara tells us, it's better to get the curse than to give the curse, because if you give the curse, it's not supposed to go, they will come back. Anyone who wants to join the Shom Achshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.